The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5, The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey with you. We head to the phone lines. Sal Capaccio joins us now, sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills. That seems very Italian. Am I wrong for saying that?
No, you would not be wrong. My full name is Salvatore Antonino Capaccio.
Okay. I love it. So I'm going to an Italian restaurant on Thursday. What do I order?
Well, I mean, listen, if you're going to an Italian restaurant, to me, I'm just I'm a traditional kind of guy. I love, like, some sort of pasta, whether it's spaghetti, whatever your flavor is. But I like some seafood in there. Okay. Sometimes I get that. You know, wherever I go, that's some shrimp, scallops, or you can just go with the chicken and sausage. But you got to put something in the pasta like that.
You got to go meatballs or something. I'm taking them to a restaurant called Jasper's for the first time. It's one of the Kansas City legendary places. They're known for their chicken parm, Sal. So the next time you come here, you go to Jasper's, you get the chicken parm, and you will absolutely love it. It's Paul Rudd's favorite dish in the world.
Well, I love that, but I will tell you that, you know, obviously we've been in Kansas City a lot over the last few years with the Bills, it's generally barbecue, right? I mean, like, you do in Kansas City, you go for barbecue, but I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, we wing every time we go to Buffalo, though? Is that what we're supposed to do up there, or is that like in Kansas City, you like barbecue, but you're not there every day?
Okay, so you are supposed to wing in Buffalo, but I will suggest, too, if anybody's coming to the game this weekend from Kansas City, any Chiefs fans listening out there, you know, there's another traditional food in Buffalo. We have great pizza, by the way, amazing pizza. We have pizza and wings. They go hand in hand together. Mm. That's what you do in Buffalo. You order pizza and wings. But there's also something called beef on weck. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have.
It's a traditional Buffalo sandwich. It's roast beef. It's on a roll called a Kimmelwick roll. And it's a salted roll. And you got to get a beef on weck. So a lot of times you'll go to a restaurant and they'll say, get the a Buffalo sampler platter. It's beef on weck with chicken wings and some pizza.
Oh, my God. That's a sampler platter?
Yeah.
All right, Sal, let's dive into this game. Buffalo kind of hit with the injury bug. It's no secret the Chiefs have been hit with that all year. But here we go again. Gear up. It's Buffalo. It's Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. What do you expect in this matchup this year in the regular season in your backyard?
Well, I just think this is such a fascinating game. Because I think you could make an argument for both teams that, well, they're finding ways to win, and, well, they haven't looked their best, right? I think you could say that about both teams here. I mean, the Chiefs are doing what they do, winning football games. But when you watch and you see them play, it just doesn't seem like the same Chiefs team from the outside looking in. And they win by 2 points. They win by 6 points. They're winning a lot of one-score games. But they're also understanding how to win, and that's what championship teams do. Really the same kind of thing for the Buffalo Bills this year, where a lot of times you look and say, it just doesn't seem like the same team. You know, they're not necessarily running over everybody on offense, but they're scoring 30 points a game. But it feels like there's a struggle. They're getting off to slow starts. They're down at halftime. You know, Josh Allen's playing different this year. He's very efficient. He's not turning the ball over. I think this is a little bit intentional. I think it's going to be a close game. Both teams have, to me, this is an X's and O's game. I mean, we all know how incredibly smart Andy Reid is as an offensive coach. So is Sean McDermott as a defensive coach. Bobby Babich doing a great job as a defensive coordinator. Yes, I think injuries are certainly a storyline in this game on both sides. Both teams dealing with, you know, we know Keon Coleman's not going to play, which is a shame because, you know, Worthy against Coleman and the whole story and backstory there, we're not going to be able to see that. But at the same time, guys, this isn't the end-all be-all, right? We know that.
Right.
I mean, we could expect these two teams to play in the playoffs. I think for Bills fans, it's, okay, you have a chance here to ruin their perfect season. And I think that's what a big part of this is. But also, if you do win and the Chiefs stub their toe down the stretch, you can still gain that one seed because you'd only be a half game behind them.
You know, Sal, you mentioned something that kind of sounds like what we talk about here in Kansas City. You know, they're not winning games pretty and all that kind of stuff. When did people start caring how you win games in the NFL? Right. Like, why is that taken over as the narrative? You're 8-2, we're 9-0, F everybody else.
Listen, I'm with you. I fight this fight all the time, which is, since when? Now, I granted the Chiefs have Lombardis and Bills fans don't, but when have Bills fans become this spoiled to expect that, right? Like, don't be spoiled. Like, it's amazing. It's just, what's interesting to me, guys, is so the Bills, if you go back to a few months ago, we all saw they made changes. No more Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Mitch Moore, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis. And the talking point was, this is a reset year. Yeah, they're going to be okay. They still have Josh Allen, but it's kind of a transition. Even the GM said a transition year, however you want to take that. They weren't even favored to win the division. Yet here they are, 8-2. They have not been 8-2 in 3 decades. They haven't been 8-2 since 1993 when the Chiefs and Bills were playing with Jim Kelly and Joe Montana trying to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's amazing to think about, you know, what this team is now compared to what they're supposed to be. And then for fans to act like that, I agree. Like, why do you care how they're winning? They're 8-2, which is remarkable considering what we thought this season might be.
Well, it's not necessarily locally as much as I would imagine nationally as well. Oh, I don't know if they have the ability to, you know, go out there and win the Super Bowl playing like this and this, that, and the other thing. Good teams find ways to win because they're coached good, they're prepared well, and Buffalo falls into that category as well with Kansas.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
City. I mean, I don't look at this as a vitriol rivalry like I do with Cincinnati because their fans suck. I look at this as a very respected rivalry.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'll go back to, I was a kid growing up during those 90s Super Bowl teams for the Bills. They matched up a couple times, once with Steve DeBerg, once with Joe Montana. They come to Buffalo. And even then, I think it was a pretty good rivalry. Then you get into the 90s, the Bills really got torched in a couple night games in Kansas City. It was so tough to play in Arrowhead. And then for a while, it was okay. Neither of these teams was really kind of very successful. And here we are again, the rise of these quarterbacks. And we know the story between the trade and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen coming the next year to Buffalo. I think for a lot of reasons, it's become that. It's become a really good rivalry. And let's remember, you know, Sean McDermott worked for Andy Reid in Philadelphia and he wound up firing him, but they're still very close. They have healthy respect for one another. I agree with you from that side. One of the things that I always say on the radio here on WGR is I have a saying that says every game has its own DNA. So when someone says to me, well, if you play like that, I'm sure you guys heard it last week. Well, if you play like you did against the Broncos, you're not going to beat Team X or Team Y. Well, guess what? You didn't play Team X or Team Y. You played the Broncos. Every game's different, right? Mm-hmm. Every situation's different. So every game has its own DNA. Every game has its own different matchups. Football's about matchups. And I think this is going to be a really fantastic matchup Sunday at 4:25 in Orchard Park.
Talking to Buffalo Bills sideline reporter Sal Capaccio. Sal, Bob brought up a topic the other day. Do you think... and you'd probably know, actually, is the regular season irrelevant for Buffalo now? Like, I know you guys have taken care of business the last few years against Kansas City, but is it over that? Like, is a win or a loss, doesn't really matter. You got to do it in the playoffs at this point against Kansas City?
Yeah, it's so funny, guys. I've been saying this. It's a shame because I hate that it's like this, but it is kind of true where this is almost a no-win situation for the Bills in a lot of ways with some of their fans and a lot nationally, which is – and a lot of Bills fans are like this, too, which – really kind of irks me because, again, we'll go back to, man, enjoy the ride, right? You're so good right now. But it's basically if the Bills lose this game, a lot of fans will say, well, there you go, can't beat the Chiefs, same old Bills. Sean McDermott can't beat Andy Reid in a big game. But if you beat them, it's, I don't care, do it in the playoffs when it matters.
It's a no win, right?
It's a no win. And I think I've heard and I've seen that from a lot of fans so far. And I think there's an element of understandability to that, right? Because, yes, it is all about the playoffs. This team has been knocking on the door. I believe that if the Chiefs were in the NFC, the Bills would have been to a couple of Super Bowls by now. Maybe they would have won a Super Bowl by now. There's no shame, you know, quote unquote, in losing to the best QB slash coach and team of, you know, right now in this decade, basically, of what it is, the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Bills are right there. I know that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs. It doesn't mean they can't beat them in the playoffs. They came 13 seconds away. They came maybe a drop pass away from Stephon Diggs. It's been right there. They beat them in the regular season. I've seen the Chiefs. I've been on the sidelines for the Bills beating the Chiefs. I know they can do it. It just hasn't happened yet. But for Bills fans who've seen that, they'll tell you it doesn't matter until you get to the playoffs. And I understand that. But, hey, you never know. Maybe they don't match up in the playoffs if something happens along the way before they wind up meeting each other.
Well, CBS is bringing their pregame show to Orchard Park. They're making this a huge, huge game. Is that the vibe in Buffalo, or is it, it's just the regular season, call me in January?
You know, what's funny is, too, about, like, this game, we just had a good discussion this morning on the radio about this, which is there are some Bills fans who are of the mind, like they're, I think they're protecting themselves against losing, which is, well, you know, because the Bills beaten the Chiefs in the regular season and then lost in the playoffs, some Bills fans think, you know what, maybe it's better to lose in the regular season than beat them in the playoffs. And I mean, I can't subscribe. I think that's just kind of really self-preservation. You're guarding against, you know, losing and feeling better about it. But the other thing that I'll say is, you know, for CBS to bring their crew here, this is a huge game for them because this is 9-0. I mean, guys, you know, the Chiefs do have a look at it, right? Look at their schedule. They actually have a legitimate kind of look at undefeated. And I think that the country wants to see, you know, what's going to happen here. Can the Bills ruin their undefeated season? There's no doubt about that. And there, I was hoping, you know, from the standpoint of standings, I was hoping the kick would go through last week because I thought it would set up a chance for the Bills to overtake the Chiefs for the one seed. There are fans, Buffalo Bills fans, who are glad the Chiefs won that game because they want to be the team to ruin the regular season and the undefeated regular season. So I think you have it both ways here.
That's amazing, man. That is absolutely amazing that fans look at this game in so many different ways for a game in November in the regular season. That means a hell of a lot more for us than it does for Buffalo, though.
It's interesting. I think, if you look at it that way, because of the regular, here's what I said. You guys tell me. I'll have a question for you. I've been reading. I follow the Chiefs accounts and see what's happening with their fan base and a lot of the reporters. And it just seems like this is now happening where it's becoming a thing. 9-0, right? This is something that this team wants, this fan base wants, right? Is this being talked about now where, okay, this is becoming important because you don't want to stub your toe. You want to see this through. They're already trying to make history to get 3 in a row. We know that. Nobody's ever done that. Now is it even about history and going undefeated?
Yeah, I told people at the beginning of the year they had one goal in mind, go undefeated and win the Super Bowl.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And look, I think also, guys, looking at the standings, so think about how much this swings, right? If the Bills are to win this game, they're a half game out of the one seed. And I think the one seed is so important now because only one team gets that bye.
Right.
Right. It's not even about the home games. It's about not playing that first weekend. And the Bills got hurt by playing that first weekend last year because they literally got hurt, right? They had a lot of injuries in the first 2 weeks before they played, in the first week before they played the Chiefs. So that hurt them, obviously. But the other thing is, let's say the Chiefs win this game. The Bills have the division wrapped up. It's so funny. Like the Bills have a bigger division lead than the Chiefs do. Even though they have two more losses, the Bills are going to win the division. We know that. If the Bills lose this game, there is a silver lining for a lot of fans I've heard from. And so, look, I mean, if the Bills know they're not going to get the one seed, they can start to have load management towards the end of the year, which I understand that as well. It's just, it's so fascinating to look at either side and how you can kind of spin a win or a loss either way.
Sal, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the game on Sunday for another classic at 3:25, this one in Orchard Park. So we'll remember this conversation, and then when we play each other again in the AFC Championship game, we'll have you back on here on 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, you know it's going to happen. Yeah, get the beef on whack, everybody, along with the wings, okay?
No doubt about it. Get the burn-ins when you come back in town.
You got it, buddy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.